Thank you.
So we're starting today, Kuzari. And the introduction to Kuzari is a statement by the Vilna Gaon. And actually connects to both the Parshiyot that we've been in, and specifically we're going to mention Chassam Sofer also, but to the reason why we're learning Kuzari also. So what is the introduction, why people learn Sefer Kuzari by Rabbi Yehuda Levi? So the Vilna Gaon says as follows, the quote, Sefer HaKuzari, again, Rabbi Yehuda Levi was around 1140, just in where we at. He's quoted by the Ibn Ezra on Chumash. Just to understand, the quick story is that there was the Melech Kuzar around 400 years before that, that seemed to have some sort of dreams, as we will see, and some sort of epiphany on a certain level, and all of his kingdom, Turkish kingdom, decided to convert. So through this, whether that's actually an apocryphal or actually real, that's not important for us now, but therefore the Rabbi Yehuda Levi and the Sefer that we have right now is going to explain a whole discussion between Islam and Christianity and Judaism, and to talk about the what exactly is Judaism, etc., on a philosophical level. As the introduction for today, the Vilna Gaon says as follows: Sefer HaKuzari, who kadosh v'tahor, ikare emunat Yisrael v'torah tzuluyim bo. Photocopy of this after. Just listen to it one more time. Sefer Kuzari says it's kadosh v'tahor. Again, this is not some sort of Hasidic statement that's being stated. It's written by the Vilna Gaon. Okay, if you don't know what I'm talking about, the Vilna Gaon is from the pure Lithuanian mindset, right? From Rav Chaim Brisk. We're not talking Hasidic or just using words. Again, not that I'm at all degrading Hasidic theology. Just to understand where we're coming from, he calls it kadosh v'tahor, and he says ikare emunat Yisrael v'torah tzuliyim bo. Very, very important here. He says ikare emunat Yisrael v'torah. The same for Kuzari. What does it mean ikar emunat Yisrael v'torah tzuliyim bo? So for us to understand it, we just like in anything, we need to break it down. Ikare emunat Yisrael. What does emunah mean? So here, I'm going to be using Rav Shirky's explanations to Kuzari. I highly recommend, since we're going to learn Kuzari, it's two parts. I'm going to be using a lot of it. I'll use other things also. But he says emunah, the word emunah, is a feeling of a reciprocal connection. A dialogue between, an interactive dialogue, not just in knowledge per se on a cognitive level, but a real relationship. And it comes from the word amanah. For the word amanah is a certain contract. That's the word emunah comes from. Now, it might be that there's a whole stage or stages that come to be able to have that strong emunah. Right? When people talk about emunah from the Holocaust, you got to believe that people were shaken up. But if they got to the point that they actually had emunah, well, it's rock solid. Or as both Lubavitcher Rebbe / Rav Avadi Yosef / most Gedolim, when they talk about having questions, it's healthy to have questions. But they said what? They said there was a first bottom line. The first bottom line is Enke Elokeinu, Enke Adonenu, Enke Malkeinu, Enke Moshiyenu. That's the first bottom line. There's a certain basis. And then what do you do? What's the next part? Mich Elokeinu, Mich Adonenu. Then you start asking. Once you understand there's a Ribono Shalom, you understand it, then you could start asking those questions. I mean, if you're just asking the shame asking, then that's not healthy. But if you're asking because you're understanding that there's a God, yeah, trying to figure out exactly how it works, that's healthy. That's emunah. But now it's emunat Yisrael. Here, what the Kuzari is talking about a fundamental piece, which is you have to have emunah in Am Yisrael. Meaning, a lot of this Sefer is understanding what is Am Yisrael. What's our role in this world? Now, which is fascinating, because he says this is first a prerequisite before talking about Torah. Before you say Torah, it could very well be, says Rav Shirky, that first you learn Kuzari, that's the Emunah in Yisrael, and then comes Mor Nevuchim, which is much more the Torah part. Now, many of us haven't studied in this concept of what is Am Yisrael, what does it mean to me, what does it mean? But the truth is, we say it, and this is a famous teaching by Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook, that what do we say by Birchas HaTorah? Asher bacharbanu mikol ha'amim, and only then v'natalanu et Torah. First and foremost, you have to understand Emunat Yisrael. You have to understand what it means, the zchut of being Am Yisrael, and the zchut of what does it mean, Bechirat Yisrael. We have to understand that. We're going to go through that. This is the introduction to the Kuzari that that the Vilna Gaon says. Now you have to understand that through Jewish history, this whole concept of nationalism, of Le'umiyut, was lost from the Churban Bayit Sheni. Right? So it wasn't totally lost, because then what happened? The Romans still, even under Roman rule, we still had Nisiyut. Right? We still had some autonomy under Roman rule. Even when we lost that a couple hundred years later and we went into Iraq, into Babel, we had Yeshivot there, and we still had the Russian Masifta over there and the Avbeis, that we still had some remnants of nationalism until, as it kept going on, we lost all of that. And that's when Rabbi Yehuda Levi comes onto the scene in Spain, where Rabbi Yehuda Levi was, and it had a whole mixture of different cultures, and he was tasked with this idea of talking about Emunat Yisrael. So that's what this Sefer we're going to be talking about, and I think it's a really good when you talk about the contrast of what we've done from Noach to Avram, the concept where the Mishdrashim contrast between Noach and Moshe, Noach and Avram. In this week's Parsha, there's a very important Chassam Sofer that we talk about this concept of understanding. Many of us focused when we came to Yeshiva as, how am I going to be better? How am I going to learn? I can't tell you, I just came back from England. Everything's, I want to be an individual learner. I want to be able not to use the art scroll. I want to have skills. When I walk out of Yeshiva, it's I. What can I do for myself? How can it be about me? And it's important, everyone's got to work on yourself. And the truth is, even the Kuzari, the first two Mamarim are talking about the Klal. But already in Maimar Gimel, he talks about the individual growth. But that's the model. The model is there a concept of you within your eye, understanding that you're part of a Klal? And this is Avram the teacher, Avram the Mechanech. And this is right before HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destroying stone. The Pasuk says, HaMechaseh Ani Me Avraham, Asher Ani Oseh. Can I hold back from Avram what I'm about to do? Ki Yedati. Because he knows, L'man Asher Yitzaved Banaved Beito Acharav, L'shmor Derech Hashem. Because he knows, and he's going to direct my children afterwards to follow the ways of Hashem. Says the Chassam Sofer, what is, it's a non sequitur. Doesn't make sense. What? How is the Pasuk of Ki Dativ an explanation of why God is not going to hold back from Avram? Doesn't make sense that Avram's not, that he's going to hold back what he's about to do stone. Says the Chassam Sofer, I'm quoting it, Ki lo nimsa b'shum navid boninu chiponin Hashem tchila imroi lahatzi alav nevua mitzad kishor masa mashinim sam be'Avram avinu she hitponin Hashem imo hamechase ani b'Avraham. What is this hitponinut? What is this pondering? Can I hold it back from Avram because Avram knows me and he's going to teach his children? Ma keshem, says the Chassam Sofer, you saw like we've been talking about right now, concept of Emunat Yisrael, concept of being part of a Klal Yisrael Jew. L'chein nira fiyan ezdaiti b'fadai. Im haya Avram Avinu olav sham b'madrigat ha'nevuah. If Avram Avinu was on a tremendous level of nevuah, she'itkale ilav dvar mishpat asher yaseh b'uma u'bi'ir ploni. It's true. Lo yimaneh mimenu ha'nevuah. Just like it was revealed to Yeshayahu Navi, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel. It's true. But Avram Avinu was not on the level of Nevuah like Yirmiyahu, like Yechezkel. Ki, why? Listen to this. Ki lo haya lo pnai lihipodeh atzmo b'machshavto ulekasher nafsho b'madrigat Nevuah kazu. Because he didn't have the ability to do like the other Nevim. Why? Lefi shaya mutrad tamid b'limud ha-talmidim. Because he was the mechanech. He was always involved at the Tamidim. Because he's always helping people understand what the Ratzon of Hashem was in this world. Since he was always involved with the Amcha and everybody, Therefore, he didn't have the ability to what? To have such a high level. Says the Ribbono Shalom, despite him not being on the level of Nivuah, of Yishayahu, of Yirmiyahu, I can't hold it back from him. Because the chisaron in the shleimut is not because he's just chilling out. It's because he's dealing with avodat haklal, trying for the chvod of Hashem. Ulamani mashlich nafsho mineged v'gozel mimena malat nevuah. That's the reason why he's stolen this malat nevuah, because he cares about the chvod of Hashem. It's a high level, but one that we're able to start working, which is, what is our real happiness? What is our real tafkid? Is it only about me, myself, and I? It is true, you have to have your own strength 100%. I promise you. I believe that everyone's got to have your own confidence, your strengths, your weaknesses 100%. But part of what we have to do is start thinking about Chavod Hashem, of what my purpose is here. And this, we learn from the Mechanech, by Yarek et Chanichav, Avram the Mechanech. And this is the Perush in the Pasuk. And he says, "In kein lo yitachin the tzadik kazeh, Yafseed al yidei avodato b'avototi." Through his tremendous mesir nefesh, he will not lose out. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, Hamechaseh ani me Abraham. Can I hold back from Abraham asher ani oseh? Halo yidatif ki kol miyut hachanat l'nevuah. Any type of lacking in his shleimut is because of the man asher yitzaved beito bet banav acharav v'shamru derech Hashem." He did it all l'chvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'harbot the avadim. And for this, I'm not going to hold that back. So again, one of the issues, or I think one of the things that's special of being in Yeshiva HaKotel when you're learning Torah, is understand, of course you have to work on yourself, but to start understanding that when you're learning, it's l'chvod Hashem Yisbarach. This is the concept of why we say, where in Halacha Siman Mem Zayin, to make sure when you're learning Torah, it's not, as we know, the Churban Bayit happened, Shalom Baruch Hu Torah Tchila. And it could very well be because it's D'oraisa, so that's why in Siman Mem Zayin it starts off saying, be very, very careful. Very, very careful of the Brichas HaTorah. Because it's one of those brachas that are actually D'oraisa. Could be. But it could also be because we could fall into the trap of being able to say, I'm going to learn Torah only because I want to learn Torah and I want to appear to be stark. And I want, and I want, and I want, and I want. And we have to learn from our teacher, both Avram and Moshe, but what the right intentions are. And it's a madrega to reach it, but it's to care about others. And I'll share with you just one piece of keeping the eye on the prize. I talked about this before I left also. I was in JFS, which is a public school in London.
Older than America.
What?
Older than America.
It's older than America. I don't want to say publicly on tape what I'll tell you after I close the tape a little bit about JFS. But I was in the tefillah, and all of a sudden, I see this little kid, and he's in a wheelchair, and he's not bar mitzvah. And I just stare at him, and you start thinking, like, wow, such tzaros, so difficult. You start thinking, again, you're davening, and you always complain about your matzav. And then you see this kid who's probably in fifth grade, everyone else is, you know, and everyone else is thinking about their football and everything, and he's in a wheelchair. And my mind starts going in the middle of tefillah. Ki'ilu, that I start feeling bad for him. But then I just watch him for the next minute. He's not feeling bad for himself. He's working. He comes at the tefillah. He's whipping out, going into his wallet, slowly but surely taking out those money vouchers, whatever it is. He rolls himself, without even thinking. Maybe it's good chinuch from his parents, I don't know. But he rolls himself towards the tzedaka boxes, puts it in the tzedaka box, goes back and continues davening. All I want to do is just to go over to the kid, find out a little bit more about him. Just amazed. Okay, it's a simple act of tzedaka. But I don't, you know, there's a good chance he doesn't look at himself the way I was looking at him. He looks at himself that he's got kochot, and he's helping out the way he could. I wanted to get to know him. I wanted to hear what happened, etc., etc. I had like 10 minutes with the kid, with the other guys. I couldn't speak to him. So this kid is like my little hero. You know, just the concept of being able to understand. Obviously, it's a little bit of an extreme example. But it's an example of you using your kochot and using it for the good. not only for yourself, but for others also. So your Ratzon, that everyone should continue trying to work on their Avodat Hashem, and work for, as we learned from Avram Avinu, as we started now learning the Kuzari, that it's Ikarei Emunat Yisrael, the Torah Tzvayim Bo, that as we're continuing plowing away through Shnayim Ochsin here, we're also working hard and understanding our role within Klal Yisrael. Now, so I hope everyone will start.
Coming to Zanzibar?
No.